They have free installation specials on select models and rebates of up to 15% of your entire purchase. They have the lowest prices, best service department, and biggest selection of any appliance seller in the St. Louis area. And they're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m. Their motto, our savings are your savings. And remember, when you visit any of their six showrooms, you are purchasing from locally owned operators. Check them out online, theappliancediscounters.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNN Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Jewelers offers diamonds, jewelry, and lab-grown diamonds. To learn more about lab-grown diamonds, they have an educational exposé in the store.
When people come in, we can really sit down and show you those differences between a mined diamond and a lab-grown diamond. Lab-grown diamonds are created above the earth instead of mined, but they're chemically and structurally identical as a diamond that has been mined from the ground.
Setley Jewelers in town and country. Online at setley.com.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out! It's like a sports bar for your head. Get a precision haircut, hot leather neck shades, and hot towel treatment for just $14. On Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co., Lady Jane's has won double-digit men's styling awards, and our talented stylists are delivering the best haircuts in St. Louis. In Sunset Hills, on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co., Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome!
The best cheeseburger, the best handmade onion rings, the best food, period. Made fresh daily, all at everyone's favorite neighborhood bar and restaurant, The Village Bar. The Village Bar has been a tradition in St. Louis for many generations. Carry on the tradition for your family at The Village Bar, located on Manchester Road, just east of 270.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Kate Smith, you know what that means? It's showtime.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
And we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
Chatter-may.
From it. So can you send us? We're a
what is that? No idea.
What is that?
I don't know.
Sodomy.
Is that what it is?
Sodomy.
Oh. What, it's what
sodomy.
You know sodomy. That, you know that nobody got that?
Nobody got it.
He said sodomy.
Huh?
Nothing. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 23rd edition, the Christmas Eve edition of
Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Britain Vision. The joke will be brought to you by Window World. The Britain Vision, changing the lives of people by allowing them to never again have to mess with glasses or contact lenses. Oh, you think you know about LASIK, but you don't know about Britain Vision. More after this. A lot of people to introduce today at the control board. 19 years he lived in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He is Travel Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right, in the house for the day. Singing, and actually, to me, this is now the Christmas season. Once I hear my daughter's beautiful melodic voice, Amanda is here. Amanda, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas.
There you go. That was nice in the house because he didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... She wasn't ready for that.
She went, oh, my God.
If folks who aren't in the room...
You're never ready for that.
The decibel level almost takes the windows out of this room. And, of course, when you hear that, it means that Bill Cleveland is here. Bill, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Also in the house, Dan Strauss with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois.
You know, that's big, but I wonder who the largest is.
It's First Community Credit.
What?
Yeah, they're the largest.
Wow.
Over 40 locations. How about that? Now through the end of the year, which is what? Like a week?
Yeah.
About a week. They'll give you at least $100 if you move your car loan to First Community Credit Union. It's a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Happy Festivus, everyone.
Hi, Dan.
Is there actually a Festivus?
No.
Yeah, it's for the rest of us.
No, but it is, according to on the Seinfeld show, it's December 23rd is actually Festivus.
Okay, then we're going with that. Well, my daughter and I had lunch today at Wendy's, and it was good. I've said before, I like Wendy's. I like their meat. Amanda, did you know that Tim Woodburn here used to work at Wendy's?
What?
That's right. He did.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it didn't last long. They got rid of him. He worked at Denny's. They got rid of him. Kentucky Fried Chicken. They got rid of him. Meat Cutter, Mall Arcade Token Distributor, Investigative Reporter for a Crime Magazine, Beer Vendor at Busch Stadium, Knife Salesman, Door to Door, Roller Rink DJ. Matt, have you ever been to a roller skating rink?
Yeah.
They're
those are fun,
aren't they? Mm-hmm. But not as much fun as they used to be when they used to have DJs like Tim Woodburn. That was more fun. Now they're not as much fun. But you know what he does now? He's the head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Amanda, over your head and behind you is a digital clock. It reads right now 5:17, 58, 59, boom, 5:18. And it's correct. You know why it's correct? Because the man in charge of setting it, resetting it, checking it, is the man I'm about to introduce. Let's check the Bureau of Standards and their clock. Yep, 5:18, 11, 12, 5:18, 13. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. Oh, and one other thing. You're not old enough, Amanda, to know the show Rockford Files, but it was about Jim Rockford, played by James Garner. He was a private investigator, and so was this guy. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Quick did some research. Festivus is a secular holiday celebrated on December 23rd, which is today, as an alternative to the pressures and commercialism of the Christmas season. Wow. And parts of Festivus for people who celebrate it are a reading of their airing of grievances and feats of strength.
Yes.
Good to know.
Kind of like this show.
Yeah.
Got a lot of problems with you people.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to still put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. GM employee pricing for the last 8 days of this month. That includes today and the rest of this week. Customers get GM employee pricing the rest of the month. They have over 700 new cars on the lot, and they can get you financed. When your bank says no, their bank says yes. Give them a call at 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online at Landoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Yes, that is extremely important. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And my daughter is a witness to the fact that in our refrigerator, though there might not be a lot to eat, there's always, what is it, Rat Boy?
Cheese!
In one form or another, yes, there. And currently there's mozzarella and fontina, both of those cheeses.
Cheese!
That's right, Rat Boy, in our refrigerator. Earlier, when my daughter sang, you heard beautiful accompaniment and even some background singers. All of that unrehearsed, provided by Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Amanda, I don't believe you wear contact lenses, do you?
I do not.
Glasses at all?
Sometimes when I'm driving at night.
Mm. And do you know what the issue is, nearsighted, farsighted?
No.
Do you know what, you don't?
I don't know.
It's very minor.
Yeah.
Okay, not enough that you, you know.
No, I don't need them.
Seldom need them. Well, when you do, you may not have to wear them long, because I don't know if you remember when our friend Susan was the reason that we went to Overland Park,
yes,
to have my lenses replaced.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big, big deal, because at the time, Dr. Jason Brenton was in Overland Park, Kansas, so I drove three times to Overland Park, once to have an exam, then a couple of times each one for lens replacement, and it's kind of a long way to go, but I was happy to do it, and the price was not inexpensive, but I was happy to take advantage of their 2 years no interest, and that's how I paid it off. And I've said before, if I'd had to drive twice as far and pay twice as much, I would have done it, because the result 6 years ago was that for the first time in my life, and as I sit here right now, I don't have to wear glasses or contacts, and I can see pretty much everything. My vision is good. It's excellent. I do have to wear reading glasses. That's another issue. That's an issue of presbyopia, not myopia or hyperopia. That's right. I'm practically an ophthalmologist.
Sandy will be having that done on Friday.
That's right.
This Friday. And she will not have to wear reading glasses. She won't have to wear regular glasses or reading glasses.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for the follow-up and the update on... Now, who is Sandy?
My girlfriend, yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you've never talked about her.
No.
Dr. Jason Brenton, but it's not just him. It's all the people that he has surrounded himself with. He is a perfectionist, to say the least, Harvard graduate, brilliant genius. And I know Allstate already owns this slogan, but you are in good hands with the people at Brenton Vision. And wouldn't it be nice, even if you've been told by another ophthalmologist who is not quite as well trained and certainly doesn't have the state-of-the-art facilities and equipment that Brenton Vision does, wouldn't it be nice if you've been told that, well, I'm sorry, you're not a candidate for LASIK, so you'll just have to keep wearing glasses. What if that's not the only alternative is LASIK? There are six other vision correction procedures, and Dr. Brenton performs all of them. Interested? Yeah, I thought so. Here's what you do. You make an appointment at Brenton Vision. You tell them your AM and the PM. You'll have a 90-minute ocular analysis that'll cost you $120. I'm just telling you all the details up front, and that's a steal. That's a bargain, because when it's over, you will know once and for all what you are or are not a candidate for. Brenton Vision, Brinton, Vision, BrentonVision.com, 314-375-2020 on North New Ballast Road in Creve Coeur. Again, BrentonVision.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita,
Thursday, and he's here, but he's back off in the corner of Dan's room because my daughter has his chair and his microphone. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com about the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Would you please give it up for Bill Clevelin? And my daughter said, are his followers really that loyal? And I said, yes, they are. And there's proof right there. Bill, how are you?
I am well. How are you today?
Terrific.
Good. I figured with some folks, this is so weird hearing this microphone. Sorry, I know this means nothing to anybody else, but...
It's what? Weird. It's, no, it's weird.
It's a little strange.
Can we just stop for 1 second? Mm-hmm.
Why are you staring? Why are you standing there staring?
Uh-oh.
I know you can hear me, though, can't you?
My wife is standing in the door, just staring. The stink eye, just staring.
No, she's in love, Frank.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not the case.
You're right, they might come back to that. With who?
Listen to Amanda. No. Limey.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Bill.
No, it's fine.
Go ahead.
It is fine. Wow. So I figured this week and probably next week, a lot of folks are going to have relatives, friends, family coming into town, and you're probably going to be looking for things to do locally because you're not going to want to be stuck in the house with these people for more than a day or so. Am I right? Of course I'm
well,
right.
And not
right.
Only that, you'll be able to go outside and do stuff. It's going to be 65 Wednesday.
Yes.
Woo!
Love that. I know some people are upset. I am not one of them. So I just came up with 10 items, things that people can do around town that maybe you haven't thought about or you've forgotten about. No particular order. The first one that I'll mention is the Missouri Botanical Garden. If you've never been to the...
Oh, wow.
Really?
Wow.
Wow. Come on.
Wow.
I mean, it's Christmas.
I never went to the Missouri Botanical Garden until Sandy moved here. And
who's
we started,
Sandy?
My girlfriend. Oh. And I went to the Botanical Garden. It's awesome. It is
and Mrs.
incredible.
Pinion, go stare at him again. Will you? well, it's the Garden Glow, Frank. So it's not just a bunch of trees and plants. It is fantastic. It is very, very cool.
Dad, you would like it because it's a bunch of lights.
Well, yeah, that is true.
I like lights.
Yeah.
Okay. So check that out.
You look so nervous right now. I'm
not nervous.
I love it.
I'm not nervous. I just don't like them staring over my shoulder when I'm trying to work.
At one point, these two were in love. But now it's almost 50 years later.
The Dickersons.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You'll see.
The next one that I will mention.
You'll see in 49 and a half years.
I'm never going to get to number 10.
No,
you are.
That's okay. I mentioned this a lot last year, but I'll mention it again.
Bill.
And thank you. And it is the Gateway Arch Museum. If you've not been to it, they spent a ton of money updating
that's
it.
That's so 2,000 pounds of money. That's a lot of money.
It is, yeah.
Wow.
If you have relatives coming into town who have never been or haven't been in a long time since maybe they were kids or whatever, take them down there. They'll enjoy that. The St. Louis Aquarium opens this week at the St. Louis Union Station.
Well, my grandson.
I want to go
that.
To this.
Really Christmas
do.
Day is sold out, just FYI, so don't go down on Christmas Day. And I'm not sure about the rest of the week. It'll be pretty busy. But it's going to be great. They just opened today for the media and for people to get a sneak peek. So you might see it on the news tonight. The new 250,000-gallon shark tank, which is part of the aquarium. So that'll be open this week. The St. Louis Zoo, that's a great option. We mentioned the weather. Great to check that out. The Missouri History Museum, another free museum in Forest Park. Take folks down there. Kids will like that. They have some rare artifacts that are on display till the end of the year from the Meet Me in St. Louis movie, if you want to check those out. Here's one that if you have kids that like trains, and I don't feel like anyone talks about this place anymore, the Museum of Transportation, which is right here in Kirkwood, if
we
I'm
were
not
just,
mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the Kirkwood city limits?
Yeah, we were just talking about that the other day.
I have known about this place since my kids were like 1 and 2 years old. And I haven't been for years, but even back then, before it's what it is now, I thought it was fantastic. Because where else do you get a chance to go on old railroad cars, to go up, mm-hmm. climb up on an actual steam-like locomotive? It really is a neat
And place. I believe, I may screw this up, but I believe they have on display, we're talking about miniature trains last week.
Right.
So Famous Bar, this is a little before my time, had a famous train display.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's on display at the Museum of Transportation, if I'm not mistaken, if folks want to see that.
Can I tell my Famous Bar story again? When we moved here from Tennessee...
Did anyone say yes?
Oh, you know why.
I love when you're here.
Can she come on the show permanent?
Yeah.
Serious.
She can have my microphone any day.
You know what? I'm not
give her my headphones.
I'm not telling it now. No. Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead. I'm not telling it. My own daughter.
I better go fast before he changes his mind.
My daughter turned on me right in front of everybody. Go ahead.
Mom's here.
Outnumbered. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
So here's one that folks may have not done before, certainly not during the holidays, but the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, and they do an awesome show for New Year's Eve. I don't know if you can get tickets. It's a kind of a hot show, but it's a lot of fun. They'll have Beauty and the Beast this weekend. But if you've never been to the St. Louis Symphony, they are fantastic. And it's one of those things that if you think you would hate it, I think you would go and you'd go, oh my gosh, this is amazing to see these people playing in person and up close. It's
First
just
of all,
an awesome
Powell
experience.
Powell Hall is amazing.
Oh, Powell Hall is amazing. Yes. Yeah, but those musicians are really talented. Couple more. The Soldiers Memorial Military Museum. This is a free museum. They just redid it. $30 million upgrade over a year ago. That's a free thing that you can do with the family. Check that out. It is worth it. And the last thing that I'll mention is the Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum. I don't feel like a lot of people talk about that.
Oh, it is.
They don't.
Cool.
That's down there by the stadium, of course. And it's a very well done Hall of Fame. Some interactive stuff. A lot of great memorabilia. If you have been a Cardinals fan for any length of time, you will really enjoy that. It's closed tomorrow and, of course, on Christmas. But then it is open for the rest of the year. $12 for adults and $8 for kids. So there you go. A few options for you for the holidays. Keep your friends and relatives busy and out of your house. So there you go. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Is he just me or is he done earlier today?
Well, he's giving Amanda
like
some time.
It's about right. It's about time he normally wraps it up.
Right.
About the same amount of time.
Oh, we have to let my mom know that I will be singing Reindeer Rock tomorrow.
Okay, Mom. Yeah. There you go. Tomorrow, Reindeer Rock. Yeah. You'll only hear it here. You will not hear Dan do Reindeer Rock anywhere else. Mm-mm. It's exclusively here.
Yes.
Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World. I'll be talking about them in a moment because they're sponsoring The Joke. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more information. Congratulations to my grandson, Carson. He just is now big enough, tall enough, that he no longer has to ride in the booster seat.
Ooh.
And I thought it was very nice of Bill Cleveland to send him a little note and said, man, I know how you feel. I just got in mine last year.
I wouldn't have said that.
Happy holidays.
I wouldn't have said that.
Wow.
Nope.
Wait till you, everywhere you go, you gotta put Theo in that seat. It's gotta be installed properly. And then when finally the day comes, they can actually just sit in the car without it. You got 5 years at least of that seat.
Oh, I had an issue the other day. We took him to the park because it was lovely and warm on yesterday. And I had an issue with his little stroller.
Yeah.
I thought, like, oh, yeah, this is no problem. I can easily collapse this and put it back up.
Oh,
not a problem.
That easy.
Yeah, it's not that easy. Apparently, you have to pull up on one strap while also pushing down on the seat at the same time, and then poof, it's done.
And once you figure it out, but that initial figuring it out drives you nuts.
I know, because I'm just standing here in the park, and I'm can see all these people looking around, and they're just probably thinking, look at that new dad. There he is, standing like a sore thumb.
And most people don't know that all cars in the back seat, there are two steel like rings that's what you hook the. I never knew that was in the car until we got this baby seat for him, and then I felt between the seat at the back and the seat, and
they're right there.
They are.
It goes down
bolted
into
the frame.
Yeah,
so that seat's not going anywhere.
I put my kids on the roof rack and tied them to that.
Where's those Christmas crickets?
What, Dan?
Nothing.
Crickets.
I thought you said something.
No.
I want to thank the listener that sent me a copy of the book Where the Red Fern Grows. There was no note or return, but I do remember the email from a listener that said, have you read the book Where the Red Fern Grows to your grandson? I never heard of it. So 2 days later, here it is delivered. So thank you, listener. I will go back into the emails and find you. And thank you properly with an email. Anybody here know the book Where the Red Fern Grows?
No.
Yeah, not familiar with that. So I saw an ad today for the Roomba. That's the vacuum that kind of walks itself. You know, it recharges. It goes in its own recharging. On sale. Now, this thing has always been like $500. On sale for $200, $199. Even at $199, I don't want it. I don't care anything about it. It just never interested me. That little circular vacuum that just kind of...
Well, Mom vacuums all the time. We would never need it.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, Mom?
She's staring at
oh,
you.
Oh, man, you're now the state guy.
You're going to be grounded.
You should see what I'm
saying. You're in trouble.
She doesn't cook. She doesn't vacuum. What does she do?
Love.
She's
love.
Loving. Wow,
yeah.
Dude.
Oh, now you're getting that. Yeah. Now you're getting
man.
It, man. You're getting the stink out. I missed Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live. I meant to record it. From the clips I saw, it was exactly what I would expect. It was funny. It was good. And, you know, the writing seemed to be good for a change on SNL. I tried on the way in to explain to my daughter that Dan released a CD years ago of his harmonica music called Songs You Know by Heart, the harmonica stylings of Dan Strauss. And Dan, are you able to grab... Do you remember? I'll tell you what I'd like to do is if you play a cut from it, all of us will see who is first to identify the song.
Okay.
They're very identifiable. That's why it's called Songs You Know by Heart.
All right.
So did you find it?
Yeah.
Can play a cut, and anybody, as soon as you think you know what it is, jump right in. I don't want to cut
know.
It. Just play any cut from Dan's CD, Songs You Know by Heart. Here we go.
Silent Night.
Yes, that's it.
Dan, thank you.
That's when somebody's really good at, like he is with harmonica, you know immediately the song.
You just pick it up.
You don't need much of it at all. Give us another one.
He said that answer was wrong.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I don't know what that...
He misspoke.
He didn't even know what it was.
He was answering Bill.
Dan actually made a mistake. Oh. It was so obviously Silent Night. Yeah. Play another one. Let's see if we can figure it out. No hurry.
I'm trying to start it.
Yeah, well, we can... Yeah, we can
remix?
We can tell that.
I don't know why it won't start. What the heck?
Well, hold on. That was Amazing Grace.
Wow. Yeah. Incredible.
I didn't need much just to know that. Is that good?
I don't know why this is.
Anybody?
Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You?
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Dan. Thank you. That's enough. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
That's so beautiful.
Really well done. Tomorrow, Dan's Reindeer Rock. We've done it every year for 25 to 30 years. 30 years.
I think I've done this ever since I've been in radio because it's partly why I got into radio.
Wow.
Or how I got into radio.
It actually is.
Yeah. It is.
You called into a show.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Years ago and did that over the phone.
Yes, I did.
And look where it led.
Yeah.
To this fantastic career.
Yeah. And I believe I was working at Sambo's at the time.
Your assistant manager.
Yeah.
Don't downplay it. You weren't working. You were assistant manager at Sambo's.
Yeah.
Reindeer Rock tomorrow, right here on this show. Now.
Is Amanda going to sing some more?
No.
Aw.
Now, on the way in, we're listening. Amanda and I are listening to satellite radio, music, Christmas music, and something about Boughs of Holly. What's the song that has the Boughs of Holly?
Boughs of Holly.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
No, Jingle Bell.
Is this about a woman named Holly and her bowls?
Deck the halls
with boughs of Holly. That's
not Jingle Bell Rock. It's
the Christmas tree.
It's Deck the Halls.
I corrected myself.
Okay.
This is my correct
myself. Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. And she said, what's a Bough of Holly? I said, it's a great question. Nobody ever bothers to ask these questions. I think it's a branch because, and then we get into this song, one of the worst children's songs ever, Rock-a-bye Baby. Now think about this, in the treetops. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, so I'm thinking it's like a branch.
Thick branch.
The cradle will fall.
Yep.
Down will come baby, cradle and all. It's about a kid falling to its death out of a tree.
Yeah, they're horrible.
What kind of little kid song is that?
They're horrible.
Rock-a-bye Baby. You're going to fall and break your neck on a bough breaking. Is it a head of research? Is a bough like a branch? That's my guess. Boughs of Holly, branches of Holly.
I'm looking at it. It's inconclusive. I'm still digging.
I think boughs are boughs of Holly. It's like that swirly stuff going down the hallway or something.
No.
Then when the bow breaks, what does that mean? It's not a swirl breaking.
I don't know.
When the bow breaks, the cradle will fall. It has to be like a fork, like a branch or something.
A fork.
Head of research, Will. He will never give up till he has the answer. He'll keep working on it. You're on thin ice any time you sort of criticize people and their religion and their beliefs. But I have to tell you, like these people that don't believe, what are they called, Christian scientists? They don't take their kid to the doctor.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They believe in God. Well, if the God doesn't heal you, then, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. In Redding, California, there's a little girl, Olive Elaine Heligenthal, died. She was two, and apparently she died December 14th when she just stopped breathing. Kind of like that sudden infant death stuff, but she was two, not really an infant. So since December 14th, which was 9 days ago, the members of their church that her parents go to have been praying for God to bring her back to life. Now, I'm with you. This is kind of like the snake worshiping people that mm-hmm. think, well, you know, if you have enough faith, a rattlesnake will bite you and God won't let you die. When their own pastor was killed not long ago, and their conclusion was, well, Pastor Robinson, or whatever his name was, I guess he just wasn't the man of God that we thought he was, because he got bitten and he died, so he must not have had enough faith. But this little two-year-old girl, they've been coming together, I'm not kidding, praying for God to bring her back to life, and now they finally decided that that's not going to happen. So now they planned her funeral. I don't need to say any more. I just, sometimes, I'm just stunned. They said, I guess this is the pastor speaking, it's a quote from somebody from the church. We sought a miracle from God to raise her from the dead. We realize this is out of the norm, but that's what miracles are, outside the box. And when you're a friend of God and you know that he's your heavenly father, you trust him and you ask for miracles. Well, apparently they're not a good enough friend, because she's not raised from the dead, and now they've had her funeral. I don't know. I really don't get the people that go, nah, we're not taking our kid to the doctor.
A bough is a large branch of a tree.
I guess.
And in a rockabye baby, it's still a large... Who hangs their baby in a cradle on a tree branch?
Nobody. It's a stupid song.
Well, it's from the 1700s.
I know, but we've been singing it for 400 years.
Them, you know?
It's just stupid. And we keep it alive for some reason. And then this last story, science is pretty amazing. The scientists in Denmark have, from a piece of prehistoric chewing gum, been able to determine who chewed it. Check this out. 5,700-year-old gum, they say, was chewed by a female who lived in Denmark 5,700 years ago. They can tell from the DNA in the gum that she had blue eyes. How in the world do they know that?
Question. Where did she get the gum from?
Tree bark. They know exactly what those people back then used to chew. They made gum out of a sap and a bark.
All right.
And they go into all that. And they know that, but they said she had blue eyes, dark hair, and dark skin. How in the world? Sometimes I wonder, do they really know that, or they just tell us that?
I'm counting on them knowing that, because the last time I talked with my neuro-ophthalmologist, he said that they are doing research on the problems that I have with my eyes in Denmark.
Well, so you're in they're doing it in the right place.
Yeah. Man.
That's where these guys are. That's where these scientists are.
I just
are.
Read the story. Also says she's AM and PM.
Wow. They can tell everything. Man. They said that her diet was duck and hazelnuts, and that she might have had mononucleosis. All this from a piece of gum.
Mono, kissing disease.
Yeah, and the gum was a single piece of birch pitch. It's an ancient chewing gum produced by heating birch bark. So there you go. Wow, some smart people. Jokes brought to you by Window World. I think you know. I know you do. Number one selling replacement window in the country. Preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Lifetime warranty. Good housekeeping seal of approval. The laundry. It's a long list of reasons why this window is the number one window. And when my job is to sell windows, knowing that 95% of you listening don't need windows, you go, well, that's a tough job. No, not really, because when the time comes, I know that you folks who are AM the PM will call Window World. You may call somebody else, too. That's fine, as long as you include them. And we know that you'll tell them you're AM the PM. So remember, too, that how can you not be impressed with not only the window and the company, but any company smart enough to team up with the St. Louis Blues before last season even started? It's almost like they knew something. That was their first year in their partnership where they became the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. And look what happened. Stanley Cup champions. It's all good. Tell them your AM of the PM. We appreciate it more at windowworldstlouis.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Joke number two of the trilogy of the three jokes we tell every year on the last 3 days we're on the air, which would be last Thursday, today, and tomorrow. Here we go. Picture Santa in the sleigh streaking across the sky. And the reindeer, you know, you've seen the image a thousand times. And the job is to deliver toys all over the world. And they're in the... Where is it where they have the real hillbillies? I never can remember. Is it West Virginia? Or
West Virginia.
It's West Virginia. Mm-hmm. The hillbillies of all hillbillies. Mountain folk. People just living off the land. And shoot, I mean, like it's 100 years ago. And that's the part of the world Santa's in. And as they come in to land on the next house, Santa's in the sleigh, and he gets like almost whiplash at the sudden stop of the sleigh. It's like the reindeer come to this immediate screeching halt, and it lunges Santa Claus forward and almost ruins his neck. And he's thinking, what in the world just happened? And he looks over the side of the sleigh and out the front, and he can see the reindeer actually dangling in front of him down off the roof. This is how small this roof is. They were barely able to stop, and the runners of the sleigh are hanging off the edges, and the reindeer are literally dangling off, and Rudolph is on the ground. And Santa goes to step out and realizes there's nowhere to step. The sleigh's eaten up this whole tiny roof. And he looks down at Rudolph and he says, oh, for goodness sakes, Rudolph, I said, next stop, the Schmidt House.
Let's get a check on traffic.
270 eastbound jams up McDonald to New Florissant. 270 eastbound at Bell Fountain, a fridge in the roadway. 55 southbound after 141, a crash blocking the right lane. Traffic's brought to you by U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Ready, set, prep. PrEP is a daily prescription medication that can prevent you from getting HIV. Find out if you qualify today. Apply now at getyourprep.com. That's getyourprep.com.
Reporting for 590 The Fan, now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Setley Jewelers offers diamonds, jewelry, and lab-grown diamonds. To learn more about lab-grown diamonds, they have an educational exposé in the store.
When people come in, we can really sit down and show you those differences between a mined diamond and a lab-grown diamond. Lab-grown diamonds are created above the earth instead of mined, but they're chemically and structurally identical as a diamond that has been mined from the ground.
Setley Jewelers in town and country. Online at setley.com.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out. It's like a sports bar for your head. Get a precision haircut, hot leather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for just $14 on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. Lady Jane's has won double-digit men's styling awards, and our talented stylists are delivering the best haircuts in St. Louis. In Sunset Hills, on Lindbergh Boulevard, just off the Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
The best cheeseburger, the best handmade onion rings, the best food, period. Made fresh daily, all at everyone's favorite neighborhood bar and restaurant, The Village Bar. The Village Bar has been a tradition in St. Louis for many generations. Carry on the tradition for your family at The Village Bar, located on Manchester Road, just east of 270.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Alright, we're going down to Dallas, Texas. That's where Mike Evans is, brought to you by Annie Guns. The heart of our Christmas dinner was picked up this morning at the Smokehouse Market. Beef tenderloin for 12. And some shrimp and some pies. We do it every year, Smokehouse Market. Next door is Annie Guns. They're both closed only on Monday. Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. I buy a couple every year. They sell thousands every year. And they're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, or at least most of it. And please, please remember to make reservations, because you really do, you have to, for dinner at Annie Guns. And I think it's a good idea for lunch as well. Give it up, if you would, for Mike Evans, everybody. Is he there? I don't hear
him. We're having an issue. I called and it went to his voicemail at home, and I called his cell, and he said, call me at home. I said, I just did.
Well, if he gets upset because he doesn't have enough time, we went ahead a lot more, you might remind him it's because we couldn't get a hold of him. So now he's going to be a little bit short. This is what we call stretching.
He's there.
In the business. Stretching is like killing time. And now let's see if he's on the phone. It should be. Mr. Evans, are you there?
How you doing, homie? How you doing? Taking care of my Christmas business? Well, a little bit better. Hello?
I just told him we were on tomorrow.
Yes, we are on tomorrow.
We are on.
And then not for the rest of the week. And then we're not on next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We are Tuesday. Off Wednesday because it's New Year's Day. And then right. Back on Thursday. It's a weird week next week. So next week Very we're on weird. Tuesday and Thursday, just so you know.
Okay.
But we are here tomorrow.
Hey, our podcast question today. First of all, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody. With Santa Claus and the New Year's right around the corner, that means there's a lot of college football bowl games on.
Uh-huh.
Your pop quiz question, which one of these is not a bowl game? American Airlines Bowl, Red Box Bowl, Gasparilla Bowl, First Responder Bowl, answer in a minute. TV News, two huge notes on Eddie Murphy and his return to Saturday Night Live. One, I thought it was the funniest I've seen in years. And two, it was second, the highest rated in the last 2 years. Did you see it?
I did not. I meant to record it, but I think you'd agree with me, and I'm sure it was funny, but for anything to be funnier than that show's been in the last couple of years would mean just about anything.
Because it's I agree.
Not
but it,
funny.
But it
anymore.
Actually was really, really
what
funny.
What characters did he play?
Well, he did Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood,
Buckwheat,
Gumby, Buckwheat. You know, and the thing is, the great thing is, I've seen the heart of it, the good clips, and it looked like it was very well written and well done.
Yeah, that was really good. Netflix news, it's already showing Irishman and The Marriage Story, both Golden Globe nominations. And over the weekend, they added Two Popes, another Golden Globe nominee movie. And I think it'll be nominated for an Oscar as well. Two Popes, check it out. And on January 15th, Netflix will air a three-part documentary on Aaron Hernandez, the former New England Patriots superstar turned murderer. It will include never-before-heard phone calls between Hernandez and his fiancée where he basically spills his guts.
Let me ask Limey also a question. Limey's only 35. When he goes murderer, do you know who he's sort of doing a takeoff on?
Vincent Price?
No.
Oh.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, Psycho, right.
Also interviews with Patriot teammates and even his college quarterback, Tim Tebow. Odds and ends, year-ending stats. Alcohol sales are down in United States states where pot is sold.
I guess that makes sense.
I guess so. California exodus, percentage of people coming in. Those numbers just released. Year-ending stats show California growth is the slowest since 1899. Percentage of people coming into California. Of course, the people moving out of California is in the millions.
Wow.
They
need to figure out that their politics not working. It's not working.
Well, there's a recall for that ass bite governor.
Yeah. Well, Schwarzenegger didn't exactly set the world on fire either.
I'll tell you, he was a great governor of California. Well, I knew him well. His daughter Maureen.
I didn't realize that. I thought that was.
Nixon.
That was funny.
Richard Nixon.
No. Oh, don't make me talk like Nixon.
Oh, boy.
Okay, moving right along.
Okay.
How bad is the movie Cats? Well, people were walking out all over the country.
Yes.
Walking out. Some people demanding their money back.
I got to tell you, when you watch a trailer and you know that they try to put their best foot forward in the trailer, and when the trailer sucks,
mm-hmm. you know it's going to be bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah.
Final Christmas notes. I thought you should know. When you hear Bing Crosby sing, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. He was a horrible human being. Beat his kids, beat his wife, all in the name of religion. Horrible, horrible man, Bing Crosby.
Yep.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
When you hear Gene Autry sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and his other Christmas songs, what a great guy. Gene Autry was a great guy, fun-loving, always happy, charity-driven. I knew Gene Autry, got to know him very well when he when I was traveling with the Angels, and he owned the California Angels. Just a great guy. Married a horrible woman, but just I really like the old cowboy.
45 seconds. I didn't want to interrupt your story. 40 seconds.
Anything.
Well, you weren't on. We called and you weren't available. 35 seconds.
Oh, man. What is not a bowl game? American Airlines Bowl, Red Box Bowl, Gasparilla Bowl, First Responder Bowl. 15 seconds.
I'll go with First Responder Bowl.
American Airlines.
I'll say First Responder.
I will also say First Responder.
There is no American Airlines Bowl.
Way to go, Dan.
See, he gets mad. He was not available.
And I know.
He wasn't ready for it.
I told you he would. I told you he'd get mad. Been out of shape for something that was his own fault. Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. Thank you for being with us. We'll be back here tomorrow. That's right, we're working tomorrow. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Where the heck's the music? How am I supposed to know where I am? I don't hear anything. I think police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. And have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, right, goodbye. Dear.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year to you in jail.
Happy holidays, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Post Green Bay, the Vikings will not have Dalvin Cook tonight at running back. Mike Boone set to take the bulk of the carries. Kickoff in Minneapolis will be at 8:15 Eastern Time. Adam Schefter reporting that the Carolina Panthers interviewed former Packers coach Mike McCarthy for their vacant head coaching position. With running back Chris Carson sidelined with a broken hip, the Seahawks looking for answers. One may be former Seattle running back Marshawn Lynch. He's in the Emerald City today. Of course, the Eagles also released Jay Ajayi today. Baltimore's not going to play quarterback Lamar Jackson, running back Mark Ingram, safety Earl Thomas Sunday in their regular season finale against Pittsburgh. Ravens have already clinched home field in the AFC. In the Lakers' tandem of LeBron James, Anthony Davis, they're questionable for Christmas Day against the Clippers. I guess.